This week's parasha discusses the clothing of the Kahanim. That means the Kohen, ordinary Kahanim, and the Kohen Gadol. And we have cited the Gemara that states that these clothing did not just have fanciness to them, L'chavod ul'tiferes, as how the Torah quotes it, but that they had powers, that they were able to forgive the Averis of Klal Yisrael. When a Kohen Gadol and the Kahanim were wearing their special clothing, the power was that Klal Yisrael had certain transgressions being forgiven. And the Gemara specifies which articles of clothing helped the forgiveness of which sins. The tzitz was a plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead that had the words on it, Kodesh Hashem. A metal plate across the forehead, attached through ribbons and strings. Gemara in Zvachim says it was machaper. It forgave and atoned for the transgression of Azos Metzach. Means stubbornness. Now, what is the connection between the tzitz and stubbornness? It's not just a random article of clothing to a random transgression. So one of the approaches is like this. The Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol had to have his mind constantly knowing that the tzitz was on top of him. And the Gemara learns from that, like tefillin today. When we have tefillin on our head, we're supposed to be aware that we have the tefillin on our head. Falling asleep is not a good idea in tefillin. You have to be aware that the tefillin is on your head. Okay, you have the words Kodesh Hashem and the tzitz on his head, and a man, the Kohen Gadol, has to be aware it's on his head. The first siman in Shulchan Aruch says that a person is supposed to walk around saying Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right in front of you. He's watching everything. And he says, what is it? It's a Klal Gadol Batera. If you have this Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, if you're always thinking about Hashem, it's a Klal Gadol. Why? A person does not act the same when he's by himself in his house alone, as opposed to when he's in public, and certainly when he's opposed is sitting in front of the king. Human nature till today obviously proves this statement correct. People act differently when they're in front of the king. A person who wants to sin in the king's house needs incredible amount of arrogance, incredible amount of stubbornness. It's the only way it's going to happen. Normally, he would not be, his default position would be unable to do that. So now it makes a little sense. Because the tzitz is Kodesh Hashem. That's what it says on it. And a person has to be aware. The Kohen Gadol has to be aware that he has the tzitz on his forehead at all times. That means he has to be aware of this idea of Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. That's what he's focusing on, the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, it is a perfect counterpart to the transgression, to be mechaper al azaz mezach, on stubbornness. Because the only time people become stubborn is what causes the sin, is when they think Hashem is around and they still stubbornly push through it to sin. So the concept of stubbornness can disappear when the tzitz is on the Kohen Gadol's head. Because the Kohen Gadol, when the tzitz is on his head, is thinking about Hashem constantly, and therefore he won't do any sins. He will counteract the need be of those people who want to sin only by being stubborn through it. Good Shabbos.